am very happy to talk to Pete Wasilchuk, president of Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots here in Racine, because we're going to talk about Christmas toys for kids. And I love this topic. And hey, Pete, before we even begin, how many times a week do you have to spell your name for someone?
Virtually every time.
See?
W-A-S is as in Sam, and from there on out, yep.
Yeah, Wasilchuk. Okay, right. Now, before we begin, too, I want to differentiate Toys for Tots. Now, there are two big ones. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots, which you represent, you're the president of, and then there's the Marine Corps has Toys for Tots, too. Totally different, right?
Right. We've been doing this since 1929. The Marine Corps started about in the late 40s, But we are Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots.
The guy who invented some toys passed away last night at the age of 99. Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Light Bright were two of his toys that he developed personally. He came up with the idea for them. And I think everybody growing up in the 60s had Light Bright. Even my daughter in the 80s when she was a little kid had Light Bright. And, of course, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. We remember those toys.
I guarantee you we have both.
And he just passed away at age 99. They had a list of all the toys. Those are the two I remember. But this guy invented so many toys during his 99 years. And without him, would we ever have Rock'em Sock'em Robots? All right. Do you remember those things? You had two players. They were plastic, and you had to knock the other guy's head up. With Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
All right, toys. Do have both of those.
Do you really? Whoa. Those are collector's items. Yeah. My daughter had Light Bright. I used to play with it, too. Okay. Toys for Tots. Now, you said you're getting ready now for distribution, right?
Yeah, we started registering in the beginning of October. We're closed this week. We're setting up the shop for distribution, which will start next Monday. But we will continue to register for about another week and a half. We're at nearly 300 families now. We're hoping for 400 to 450. So, we're right in the middle of it. And we'll be packaging up for the first 100 families on Monday. And then distributing to those families on Tuesday. We will repeat that Wednesday and Thursday and then do it all over again the next week.
Now, are you still accepting toy donations at this point?
Oh, sure. We're year-round. Yeah,
okay.
We're a fix-it shop, so we'll take toys year-round. Yeah, we'll start up for 2026 the first Tuesday in January.
Now, what kind of toys are people donating? Are they brand new? Do they need just a couple little repairs? Because you said you have a repair shop there. So what kind of toy?
We have woodworkers and painters and electricians and bike mechanics and doll restorers and doll house restorers. So, yeah, we take just about anything, and I've got some pretty talented volunteers that can fix anything.
That's amazing. How many toys do you think you're going to distribute this year?
Oh, thousands.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, we package up. It's a main gift, and we have numerous toys in there. And then each family can pick a family gift, which could be a bike or a dollhouse or something in that order. And we give out puzzles and books and games and stuffed animals. So,
you know what? I always tell people, I said, I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver type house where we just had what we had, and we had everything we needed. I didn't know what the money problems were in the family. My mother and father didn't tell my brother and I. We just know every holiday season, we had toys as little kids. It was just a wonderful time. But not everybody's got that. And it's hard, if you have it, it's hard to believe other people don't, where they can't even afford a toy for their kid. And
We've got some pretty happy people walking out the door.
Yeah, and you know what? Every kid, I don't say they're spoiled. Every kid has to have toys when they're little. It's just part of growing up. It's, you know, kids, that's all they know. They don't know bills and credit card debt and mortgages. All they know is, what am I getting for Christmas? That's all they know. And that's all they should know at age 5, 6, 7, 8, things like that. Okay, right. So how do people register to get the packages?
Well, they come down to our shop, and we're now, for example, next week we'll register between 8 and 11, Monday through Thursday, and then Saturday. And they can register Monday and Tuesday the next week. But we've been registering 3 or 4 days a week since the beginning of October. So they'll come in down here and register, and we'll take their information, and they get to pick a family gift, but everything else is prepackaged per age and gender.
What's a family gift like?
That would be a bicycle or a dollhouse or a workbench for a little one, a larger toy or a larger gift.
And the packages of the smaller toys, like, you know, whatever, Magic 8 Balls, Slinkies, things like that?
Well, there's, remote control cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, our guys will rewire those, and we get them working.
Now, when people come to register, do they need to prove anything or just come by and you just take their word for it?
Well, the one thing they need to do is we can only afford to do Racine County. So if you're living up in Milwaukee or North or Kenosha even, so proof of residency pretty much, some verification that their kids are their kids and their guardians. But that's about it. We had some financial restrictions. We were about 2 times the federal poverty rate. Until last year, we decided to do away with that. So,
yeah, it's hard enough to live when you don't have enough funding, and you've got to start proving it.
If you're going to come down here and register for toys, you know, the financial situation has got to be pretty tough.
That's right. Okay, how many people you got working there, by the way, volunteering?
Right now, about 70. Probably 40 to 45 come into the shop routinely. And another 35 or so will work from home, putting puzzles together or knitting or working on games, things like that.
Sounds like a pretty satisfying job to do.
Oh, yeah. I think it's important. It keeps a lot of people busy.
Now, people are going to say, who's Tex Reynolds? Who is he?
Tex Reynolds was a columnist and a reporter for the Journal Times. Back in the early 30s, the Boy Scouts had started to distribute toys in 1929, the Great Depression. And they were overwhelmed. So a bunch of guys from the Journal Times, led by Tex Reynolds, got together and started helping them out. Well, they simply, or very soon, kind of assumed the role. And so they were working on the toy distribution. They formed a group called the Goodfellers, led by Tex Reynolds, and ultimately they couldn't afford to purchase all the toys they needed, so they thought, let's fix toys. And that's how, and then it kind of broke off. The Goodfellers were the financial source of the group, and then there were these fellas all over the city working out of their garages and fixing toys. That's how it started. And so he really started everything.
Well, this is wonderful. This is what they call in the Jewish religion a mitzvah, which is a good deed, God's good deed.
He was a good deed doer.
Yeah, and no, you're a good deed doer too, because you're carrying on the tradition of Toys for Tots from Tex Reynolds. That's excellent. Serving since 1929, right at the beginning of the Depression. Whoa.
Yes.
Wow. My dad was 2 years old back then.
we don't have any records before 1958 in terms of distribution, but I do have some numbers.
Okay.
Through 2024, 49,533 families.
Wow.
128,940 children since 58. So, yeah, they have kept pretty good records about our distribution numbers. Okay. And we moved here into City Hall Annex in 1974, so we've been here for a long time. We finally consolidated in 1974. Everybody was working throughout the community, and it's really nice to have everybody in one place.
Okay, so if somebody wants to make a donation of toys or cash donation, how do they do this?
Toy donations, you can bring them down to the shop during our open hours, or you can bring them to the fire stations east of the interstate. Or the shed at Court & Dick's. There's a red shed in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
We kind of use that shed as a barometer when it gets full, we rent a truck and make the rounds and pick up the toys. And cash, you send them to us at 800 Center Street, City Hall Annex, Tech Reynolds Toys for Tots.
Oh, this is just wonderful. You know what I picture? I know this is not what it looks. I picture the elves in a toy shop. I just see in the cartoons with their hammers and their little red caps. And
if you come down and tour the workshop, it actually looks just like that. Our workshop looks just like that.
The little curly shoes.
Not just like that.
Well, this is wonderful. You do a great job. And I appreciate it. The people of Racine appreciate it. And the people who use your service obviously appreciate it. And all the little kids who don't know where these toys come from, someday they'll be grown up and they'll find out where they came from. And they'll be thanking your crew, Pete.
I have to thank some organizations that we would not be talking if not for these organizations. So I want to really thank the Kiwanis of West Racine, the Racine Community Foundation, the Forest County Potawatomi Foundation, the Racine Founders Rotary, and Roma Lodge. And there are others, but we couldn't do it without their help.
Well, we can't do it without your help either. So I do appreciate it, Pete. Pete Wasilchuk, who's the president of Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots, right here in Racine.